You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Chris Haft, our MLB.com Giants reporter, and the winter meetings right around the corner now. They get kicked off really Sunday night and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before finishing things off next Thursday with the Rule 5 draft, Lake Buena Vista, Florida, right around Orlando down there in Florida. We'll all be there, Chris. It's going to be a lot of fun. The question now, I guess, is will Giancarlo Stanton and Shohei Ohtani have new homes before we get to Orlando? There's been some talk that those guys could make their decisions by the end of this week. What do you think?
You know, I'm thinking Stanton's trying to get the, a lot of people agree, trying to get the Dodgers involved. It's obvious that's his first choice. I really think, and maybe this is a little bit cynical, but I really think if he wanted, I don't know about the Cardinals, but if he wanted to be a Giant or a Cardinal, yeah, I'll throw them in there. If he wanted to be with either of those two teams, he would have announced a decision by now. So I think he's trying to get the Dodgers involved. And as far as Ohtani, he's got, you know, seven teams to sift through. So he's got some thinking ahead.
Going back to Stanton a little bit, there was talk and there's rumors about the type of package that the Giants have apparently agreed to if it comes to that, if Giancarlo Stanton is up for waiving the no-trade clause. And there was talk of Arroyo, Shaw, Beattie, Ramos, basically the Giants' top four prospects being involved in this. Now, the Giants don't have the best farm system in baseball, but for any team to give up their top four prospects, that's a lot of guys. And if you don't have a great system, I mean, you talked about pros and cons in an article, Chris. I mean, that would leave them in an interesting spot as far as the minor league system.
Yeah, I think interesting. I'm going to take liberties with your word interesting. I'm going to translate interesting into meaning not good. I don't think any team wants to be in a position to have to give up, even if they are underwhelming prospects like the Giants are, or unproven relatively like Helio Ramos, the number four prospect who just started playing pro ball this year. No team wants to give up their top four prospects. And, there was talk earlier that Joe Panik, the veteran second baseman, was in the package that the Giants would send to Miami. And, therefore, at least one of those prospects would not be in there. But, they were hoping for Arroyo to play third. They were hoping for Shaw to provide some power. They're hoping for, you know, Ramos to come around, you know, develop into a five-tool player. And they're hoping for Beattie to maybe win a rotation spot this season. So that's an awful lot to be given up.
Yeah, it certainly is. And obviously, in return, you'd be getting the National League MVP. So it's going to take something to give him up and a whole lot of contract that'll go with him as well. Definitely check out Chris's article about the pros and cons of Giancarlo Stanton, because it's a really good breakdown of both sides of this deal. It brings us to an interesting point in Giants history. Here's the spot right now where they're kind of making a run at getting one of the premier power hitters in the game via trade. That brings us back to 1992, 25 years ago. Hard to believe, Chris, that it was 25 years ago that they were able to sign Barry Bonds at the winter meetings. And it wasn't necessarily easy because the Giants were in an interesting spot right there. Ownership was changing hands. They were trying to get Barry Bonds. In the end, they signed him to the richest deal in Major League Baseball history. But just talk a little bit about the complications that kind of came about in the Barry Bonds negotiation and signing him 25 years ago.
Yeah, sure thing, Tim. I mean, they had Barry Bonds signed, sealed, and delivered. In a news conference called, it was going to be a big deal because everybody thought, you know, Bonds was going to go to the Yankees. I mean, I think that's the automatic destination, default destination for big-time free agents. But I remember the whisper started, I think, in the morning of the signing, that there was a mystery team involved. And it turned out to be the Giants. They called a news conference, set it up, podium and everything. Barry Bonds marched in, started talking by. I remember because I was there in Louisville in 1992. Barry Bonds marched in, talked about how great it was to be a Giant. And then all of a sudden, somebody rushed the podium or somebody came on the podium and kind of they talked in hushed tones, and everybody left the podium. So it eventually became clear that, you know, the Giants were in the process of being sold at the time to the group led by Peter McGowan from Bob Lurie. And Bob Lurie didn't want to be on the hook for that $43.75 million Bonds was going to get if, for some odd reason, Peter's group did not get final approval, which was expected, but, you know, still not done. So that's what canceled. That's what wiped out the first news conference. And then the lawyers got together, drew up some language that would protect Lurie from, being liable for the contract. And so all's well that ends well. They had a second press conference. You know, Barry got to cry on cue, you know, talking about playing in the same park as his father and his godfather, Willie Mays. And so a good time was had by all.
And the rest is history, as they say. 15 seasons with the Giants and, of course, all the records and one of the all-time greats in San Francisco. And you said it before we started the podcast, Chris. You could argue, you could make a legitimate argument that that was the greatest free agent signing in the history of baseball, right?
Greatest free agent signing. But I feel, Tim, maybe in history of all sports, as far as how much he delivered. He didn't, you know, a lot of guys signed free agent contracts. They get hurt because they stopped training or maybe because they train too hard. They become subject to the pressure of, you know, trying to live up to that contract. I mean, no matter what you think of Barry Bonds, look at what he did. I would say the other guy close to him also comes from the sport of baseball, and that's Greg Maddux, and who also signed at those same meetings, leaving the Cubs and going to the Braves. Look at what I don't even need to mention what he did. You know, it's, again, two of the best free agents ever signed, for sure.
Yeah, one pitcher, one hitter, remarkable stuff at that winter meetings. Another interesting story that came out, it's on Cut 4 right now on the Giants website as well, from the Bond situation, was that apparently they almost never got the chance to sign him because the previous year he was almost traded by the Pirates to, of all teams, the Braves that you just mentioned at the deadline. Basically, Jim Leland stormed the offices and said, there's no way you're trading this guy, and the Giants decided not to, and then eventually they lose him anyway. Or the Pirates decided not to. Eventually, they lose him anyway. So it's amazing how many things kind of came together for the Giants to finally get Barry Bonds, and what a career he had in San Francisco. All right, that'll do it for MLB.com Extras, our Giants edition. Chris, next time we do this podcast, we'll be together down in Florida at the winter meeting. So everyone make sure you tune into that one. For Chris Happ, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.